享受工作，乐生活，随时随地自在安排，高效工作不打折。 HP Dragonfly 一公斤轻巧机体，搭配超长效电池，3:2萤幕比例，视野更高，看更多，支援触控功能，好看又好滑，顶尖安全的工作好伙伴。 HP Dragonfly 顶级商务笔电，采用 Windows 11专业版，在任何地方展现卓越的工作表现。
Hello, 通勤家族，欢迎来到 15minutes.today 通勤学英语。You are now listening to John, 我是 John 老师。想要让你的英语听力像火箭一样飞升吗？订阅我们的国际时事跟读 VIP, 每个月12折的高品质跟读音档，带着你透过时事加强听力。如果你追求词汇的深度和广度，那么就订阅英语咖啡馆 VIP。每周都有主题逐字稿学习笔记，让你的单字库不再停滞。如果你什么都想要，我们还有学习大补帖，一次拥有两大方案的超强组合。立即订阅通勤学英语 VIP 会员方案，开始你的英语复利人生。Hello, you guys, and welcome. You are now listening to 15minutes.today, where we help you learn English the most natural way. You are now listening to John, and every Monday is our open shadowing activity for all our listeners out there. Thank you very much for joining us, and I hope you are having a great day. For our daily shadowing activity, we recommend that you listen to the article and you listen to the audio clip 2 to 3 times before you engage in reading out loud exercises. Again, you can do that 2 to 3 times. And then finally, you can spare some time, maybe 5-10 minutes or another 15 minutes during some time in the week after you get comfortable with the article, then you can shadow this episode along with me. So if you do that 15 minutes a day, whether it is casual listening or whether it is reading out loud or shadowing it along with me, you can spend 15 minutes of time to get yourself comfortable with the topic that we're going to be sharing today. So today we are going to be looking at something related to brands and marketing. We're going to be looking at the billion-dollar brands who are adapting to the current evolving markets. Let's get on with the highlights. Our first highlight, consumer shift. Iconic brands like Coors adapt to changing consumer preferences by strategically diversifying beyond traditional markets, responding to the decline in beer sales. Our second highlight, strategic rebranding. In a post-pandemic era, companies invest in revitalizing brands, recognizing successful rebrands align with real improvements, balancing change with brand essence. Our third highlight, market resilience. Coors navigates market challenges by tapping into new categories, leveraging historical uniqueness, and embracing strategic partnerships, ensuring adaptability for the future. Before we continue reading the article together, from the article's highlight, you will want to gather as much context as possible. For example, iconic brands like Coors. So think about what Coors brand represent and what they are selling. And then also in post-pandemic era, keywords like that referring to the current market changes after the pandemic. And the next keyword, tapping into new categories. What are some of these brands tapping into? So let's move on to reading the article together. Transformation strategies, how billion-dollar brands adapt to evolving markets. In the ever-changing landscape of consumer preferences, iconic brands such as Coors and Jell-O are investing heavily in revamping their images to stay relevant and attract new audiences. Coors, a beloved beer brand with a rich history, is facing a new challenge as U.S. consumers shift away from traditional beer consumption. Molson Coors, the multinational company behind Coors, has experienced a decline in volume, prompting the need for strategic changes. Consumer behavior is evolving, with a growing preference for alternative beverages like hard seltzers and spirits, leading to a decline in beer sales. Molson Coors acknowledges these changing lifestyle choices and the overall softness in the beer industry. However, the company is strategically steering its product lineup towards burgeoning categories like whiskey and energy drinks to stay ahead in the market. In the broader context of a post-pandemic world, companies are eager to revitalize their brands to adapt to shifting consumer lifestyles and priorities. This wave of revitalization extends beyond the beverage industry, with companies like Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Mattel, Zoom, and Pfizer undergoing expensive rebrands. Despite being a lengthy and costly process, successful rebrands can transform a declining business into a powerhouse or make an old brand resonate with a new generation. Rebranding, however, comes with risks. Companies must carefully balance the desire for change with preserving the essence of their brand. According to Rick Wise, CEO of Lippincott, a global creative consultancy, successful rebrands start with a strategic focus on areas where a brand is losing relevance. Visual changes, such as logos or campaigns, must align with real improvements in products or experiences to build, rather than erode consumer trust. A case in point is Starbucks' controversial rebrand in 2011, where it dropped Starbucks coffee from its logo. Despite initial criticism, the rebrand has been deemed a success, aligning with the company's international growth and expansion into new product categories. Similarly, Jell-O's recent redesign reflects a strategic effort to appeal to younger consumers with vibrant packaging and playful imagery. For Coors, tapping into new markets involves diversifying beyond beer, introducing whiskey and energy drink brands. The company also leverages its historical uniqueness, such as an anniversary campaign and partnerships, to stay connected with consumers. While rebrands are not guaranteed to win over consumers, strategic and thoughtful approaches can navigate companies through the challenges of changing consumer preferences and market dynamics, ensuring they remain resilient and adaptable for the next 150 years. Let's move on to the keyword drills. Our first keyword, strategically. Strategically. Strategically means helping to achieve a plan, especially in business or politics. Example sentence, however, the company is strategically steering its product lineup towards burgeoning categories like whiskey and energy drinks to stay ahead in the market. Our next keyword, revitalization. Revitalization. To revitalize, meaning to revive or give more energy to. So revitalization means the process of revitalizing the brands. Example sentence, this wave of revitalization extends beyond the beverage industry with companies undergoing expensive rebrands. Next keyword, diversifying. Diversifying. To diversify means to make something diverse or composing of different elements or give variety to. Example sentence, for Coors, tapping into new markets involves diversifying beyond beer, introducing whiskey and energy drink brands. Next keyword, uniqueness. Uniqueness. For something to be unique, it means it's different and it's one of a kind. So uniqueness referring to the quality of being one of a kind. Example sentence, the company also leverages its historical uniqueness, such as an anniversary campaign and partnerships, to stay connected with consumers. Our last keyword, anniversary. Anniversary. Anniversary means the celebration of an annual recurring event. Example sentence, The company also leverages its historical uniqueness, such as an anniversary campaign and partnerships, to stay connected with consumers. And guys, thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed the topic. Today, we are looking at an article that's a little bit on the marketing and the branding side, looking at some of the developments in the international brands. So as you guys know, we have VIP membership also available for the shadowing activities. If you find listening and speaking your weakness and you would like to improve listening and speaking through shadowing, like what we do here every Monday, you're welcome to join our VIP membership. And what you get is 12 more articles like this of a variety of topics like this during the month, where you can come back and practice on a daily basis. And you also get access to all our back episodes. So please do check out our VIP membership program and see which one fits your needs. And I will see you in the next episode. Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.